Water restrictions are as varied as the communities throughout our state. It's difficult to figure out which restrictions apply in your neighborhood. One community has voluntary water restrictions, other communities are limited to days and the amount of time you can water outside. Some water providers are taking a supply and demand approach. The more you use, the more it costs. The Green Industries of Colorado has put together resources to help gardeners through the maze of restrictions. GreenCo is the umbrella group for Colorado's green industry. GreenCo works with everyone from greenhouse, nursery stock, and sod growers to garden centers and landscape contractors. Their website has a city-by-city listing of watering guidelines. I looked at Fort Collins water guidelines. They're voluntary, with suggested water times between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Fort Collins also has tiered rates, so the more you use, the more you pay. GreenCo also lists ways to use water wisely. They're called best management practices. Some of them are directed at green industry professionals. Others are great information sheets we can use around the house to improve water efficiency. The Garden Centers of Colorado have developed a water-wise plant list. The X-rated plants use an inch of water or less per week. Their website lets you know where to find and how to use these plants. Their website also has a list of most garden centers. Your local garden center is a great resource. The garden center professionals will know your local restrictions, they'll know your local conditions and plant needs. Talk to them. The CSU Extension is a tremendous resource. Their website has online information about drought, everything from climatic causes of drought to how to manage it around the house. Some Colorado counties have specific information. Look for drought topics under CSU's drought icon or under horticulture. Water use is up this year because of the climatic conditions like the abnormal heat. The concern is that we continue to have dry conditions, there will be less water available next year. Be water wise to grow healthy plants in drought conditions. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.